Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off Simen Tof Kuf Mem Vav and starting Tof Kuf Mem Zayin. So we begin the very top line, Yud Tes Amud Aleph Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Osa Isha Kol Tach Shiteh B'moed. A woman is allowed to use all sorts of adornments and makeups on Chol HaMoed. There are no restrictions on that. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Osa Isha tells us the Gemara Isa. The kol hani tachshitin bin bialdo bin biskena shari. This is true whether it's a younger woman or an older woman. The azikena, even an older woman, ritzona betiva liskashit. Her natural tendencies are to adorn herself, and therefore it's permissible. However, he brings down from the Prima Godim, shekos of the af b'she'en labal. This is true even if she doesn't have a husband. So one could argue, who is she dressing up for? Nevertheless, intrinsically, a woman wishes to look nice, and therefore she's allowed to do so chol HaMoed. However, ochein le'inyan sid, mashma begmar de lo shayach kim bialda. However, putting on some sort of lime to make the face ruddy, but it's somewhat discomforting to do this, so it's mashma in the Gemara that that's only shayach for a younger woman. And he says also this is the opinion of the Rambam. Bir halacha continues, and diramasu kol takshitel b'moed, shezeh tzorach hagufu. This is considered something that's essential, a need of the body, so to say. Uchein ochel nefesh is no different than food. You're allowed to do anything for food preparations on Chol HaMoed, so too you're allowed to go and put on this makeup and adornments like this. Ulefikach osa kidarka, she can do it in the normal way, below shini, without having to do any change in the way she puts it on, even if it involves a tir charaba, even if it involves a lot of work. This is brought down in the Ritva. Dirshu footnote number 9 brings down similar idea we had learned previously in regards to building an oven or using a furnace in the winter months to heat up the house. So we said that's also considered tzorach hagufu, and it's permissible even via a uman, even via a professional. However, in the Shaar HaTzion there he brought down that you have to look into it carefully in regards to a merchatz, a bathhouse or a bathroom on Chol HaMoed. According to the Rosh, it's permissible only with a ma'aseh hedyot and not with a ma'aseh uman, although we had brought down previously that there are opinions that nowadays with the bathrooms in our house, kavod abrios, it can be done even with an uman in our house. Well, inyan tikkun mishkafei shemesh b'moed. What about fixing sunglasses on Chol HaMoed? So Rav Moshe Feinstein's that Zatzal and the Igros Moshe brings down shim ha'dover nochutz liodo machmas she'enov enon b'riyos. If a person needs a sunglass because his eyes are weak and the sun bothers his eyes or it could damage his eyes, then certainly it'd be permissible to fix them on Chol HaMoed. But if it's just to look cool, if it's just because you like to wear sunglasses for some pleasure that you get out of wearing them, also l'stak and bone, then you won't be allowed to fix them on Chol HaMoed. In regards to tikkun mishkafei riya, regular eyeglasses to fix them, sort of a yashiv zatzal brings down shemeni yochol biladehem. If you can't really function without them, so of course mutal l'saknim b'maisumen. Then even a professional optometrist could go and fix the glasses. But if it's just to help your vision a little bit, you can see, but this makes it a little bit clearer, so then you can only fix them with a ma'aseh hedyot. And this is also opinion of Nissen Karlitz, that's all. Well, inyan tikkun machshir shmiya, hearing aids. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that's all, he was a baki in regards to hearing aids and electricity, and many of the basic halachas that we have in regards to hearing aids are from Shlomo Zalman, a special kuntrus that he wrote. Shigam hu b'chlal ha-heter shel tzorach ha-guf. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman has brought down the Shmir Shavos ki hilchasa from a newer tzatzal, brings down that this is also permissible. This is something that's called tzorech haguf. However, for fixing a telephone or binoculars on Chol HaMoed, that would not be the same thing, and that would not be allowed. The reasoning is because ein hatzorech b'kelim elu tadir etzol kol adam, because this isn't something that normally most people benefit from or need. I would dare say today that I wonder if this Pesach of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal would still be the same in regards to a tikkun of a telephone. I don't think people can function sometimes without their cell phones, and therefore Mistama, the halacha, would be different today, as this would certainly be a Tadir Eitzel Kol Odom situation. The issue foot number 10 reminds us that Tzorach Ochel Nefesh, everything is permissible, even if you could buy the food. Nevertheless, you'll have to go make your own food because a person gets more pleasure out of his own things. Rashi even licked, sorry, you can even cut your wheat. Lassos kol malachos hanidrashos tzorach achilos b'moed. So you can even go so far as to go and reap your own wheat on Chol HaMoed in order to have food for yourself. And he says, v'gam le'inyan hamachavim malachto b'moed. And even if you delay and leave this for Chol HaMoed, so in Shulchan Aruch, in Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, we learn, shelo gozru alav b'malachos ochel nefesh. If it's ochel nefesh, then we don't make any such gezeiros, even for people who left it specifically for Chol HaMoed. Of course, one should not do that ideally. Back to the Mechaber, what's included in putting on makeup and adorning yourself? Kocheles, putting on various types of eye makeup, upokeses. What is pokeses? So the Rama tells us, pirush mechalekes sa'ara, she combs her hair, lekan lekan, she makes a part in her hair, as brought down by Rashi. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Yud Beis, yesha perishu, she'osa kimin avoso, so she makes thick braids in her hair. Tosus perishu, Tosus says, she no sen es chut shel botzek al ponea. Tosus says that it means she puts some sort of a string of dough on her face, kidei lahadim abosu, and this makes the face appearance more ruddy. It makes the appearance red, which is apparently something desirable. Then the Mechaber tells us, umaveres srak al ponea, she's allowed to go and put some srak on her face, v'tofela satsmo besid, and to put lime on her face, uchayotzibo, all things like this. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot Yud Gimel, lahashir aseir, these are depilatory agents who remove the hair, ula'adin abasa, and they make the flesh also, again, more beautiful. Dirsha footnote number 6 brings down, we learned in Simon Tovkuf Lamed Gimel, Shemuta Litlosh Zera Pishton Litzorah Chafifa. They'd even be allowed to go and uproot various flax seeds that the women use to go and shampoo the hair and to make their skin very soft and beautiful. And he writes there that even though you could get away with just pulling out part of the seed, you're allowed to uproot the entire thing. You can do it in the regular way you do it on a weekday, you don't have to do it in a special way. So the Mechaber continues, and he says, "V'hu shetucha l'salko b'moed." The first opinion here that the Mechaber tells us is that you must be able to finish the Sid application on Chol HaMoed, so you'll get the benefit for it on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkotin Yudalid, v'hu, he's talking about asid, kois, this is talking about the putting on the limestone on the face, which is, as I said, painful, but it causes a pleasant outcome. So Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Tesvav says you have to get benefit from it on Chol HaMoed, Hatam or on Yontif. Hatam, shekoshi tofelis besid, when you're putting on this lime on your face, mitzerihi shenivel hula, it's somewhat uncomfortable, and it actually is a negative while it's on. Elakivin shesimcha hula, kishestalik hasid, but you're going to be happy with the result once you take it off, so you have on this sid on your face. Right now it's problematic, but in 5 hours or 10 hours, it's going to be better. Akit mutu mipnei simchas yontif. Since she gets pleasure out of doing this, she's allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. Shetia achakach, because of the benefit that she'll get from it afterwards. But the Mechaber tells us it has to be a benefit that she'll get on Chol HaMoed. The Bir Halacha, Dibra Masav Hushetuch L'Salko, brings down that the Mechaber took the opinion over here of the Rambam and the Smag, which is to be Machmin, that it must be finished on Chol HaMoed, or at least for Yontif, so she'll get benefit for it on Chol HaMoed or Yontif. However, Mikomokom Lav Dovid Boruhu, he says not everybody agrees with this. And he brings down some Rishonim, who in fact say that the woman is allowed to do this, even if it's not going to be taken off on Chol HaMoed. This includes the Ritz Geis, as brought down in the Magid Mishnah, the Or Zeruah, as brought down the Agos Ashri, and it's also the opinion of the Eshkol and the Ritva. The Vilna Gaon explains that the Rambam's Psak, that you can only do this if you finish it on Chol HaMoed, is from the Yerushalmi, and these posts that I just mentioned, these other Rishonim, they paskin like our Bavli. And in the Pirush Mishnayis for the Rambam, he also is paskining Lohokel, and it's only in the Ad Chazakah that he changes his opinion to follow the opinion of the Yerushalmi to be more Machvir. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Umaveres, say Umibes HaShechi, Umibes HaRva, woman's allowed to go and remove the hair from under her armpits. Umibes HaShechi means her armpits or axilla, or from the base erva, from the genital area. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tezayin. However, Avol Beirosha, but to take a haircut from her head, Osur, that's not allowed. Osur Giluach V'Tisporis B'Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Be'isha, with a woman, Kibol Be'ish, just like a man. And it brings down the end of the Vilna Gaon and the Prima Gaon. The issue footnote number 8 brings down the same thing applies to cutting the nails, where the Rama already taught us in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Beis that a man and a woman have the same din, and it's only if she has a tefillah that's coming up on Chol HaMoed that we allow her to go and cut her fingernails, otherwise she should cut the fingernails before Yontif. When she is allowed to go and remove the hair from under her armpit or in her genital area, this is true, the Mechaber tells us, bein biyad, bein mekli, by hand or even using a utensil, umaveres sakin al padachta, and she's allowed to go take a knife and in her temple area remove any excess hair that's over there, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Yud Zayin, kloma shmaveres haseir besakin, she's allowed to remove that hair with a knife on her forehead. This concludes the beautiful Simen Tov Kuf Mem Vav, and we start Tov Kuf Mem Zayin, which we're going from the dinim of weddings and adornments on Chol HaMoed. Now we're talking Rachmona Litzlan, din misha meis lo meis b'Chol HaMoed. Somebody, Rachmona Litzlan, has suffered a tragic loss in their family, somebody passed away on Chol HaMoed or in the days preceding Chol HaMoed. And Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Chol HaMoed also behesber v'tainus. On Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to have eulogies and you're not allowed to fast. Because this was shter, of course, the mitzvah of the Samachta b'chagecha, which according to many is a deraisa for Chol HaMoed. Therefore, the Mechaber tells us, Lefichach, ein minichin es hamita b'rechov. If somebody never passes away on Chol HaMoed, they would often, in their days, put the body of the person, the bier, the B-I-E-R, out of the street to enhance the mourning and to stimulate the crying and the suffering that people have over the loss of the Nebuch, the person who passed away. Shalola hargilas a hesped, and you're not allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed, so you don't encourage eulogies, which you're not allowed to have. So therefore, we don't do this. Again, our minhag today is not to do this. In any event, we don't put the mita out by Rechov, but we'll put the body Nebuch lying in the funeral parlor or in the place where you're having the hespedim, and that accomplishes the same thing. And the Mechaber tells us, and therefore, you also don't bring the body to the cemetery until the grave is already dug, because otherwise it would be lying out there and it would cause people to be saddened and there would be eulogies, and that is not allowed on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nalef, Rosh Shalom, what the Mechaber is telling us here is, Kedei Shelo Yishtahe HaMeis Berchov, because if you don't have the grave dug, you're going to end up having the mace lying out there on the Rechov, the Avoho, Lahaspido, and it's going to cause and lead to the eulogies. Deirshu footnote number one brings down, Uvamokum Shinogim Lahaspid Bais, in places where they didn't put it in the Rechov, but they would put the body in the house, and they would have their spade in the house, or in a funeral parlor. He says, Bismanenu Shemaspidim Abase Halavoyos, so there the Kafachayim says, Shetol Lufnos Misham Esameis Miyat. You don't leave the mace there for a long period of time, Kadeshu Lo Yavo Lahaspido. You move things along, because otherwise anything will encourage hespedim, which is not allowed on Chol HaMoed. Dirush foot number two brings down, the same thing applies, the Ken Linyan Hamadas Matzev Al HaKever, putting up a gravestone on the grave. So he brings down Mishael Tshuva's Levushe Mordechai, She'af Besoch Shloshim Yom L'Chag. We're going to learn in the upcoming Se'ifim that there are differences as to when a maze dies, as to when you can do hespedim and when you can't do hespedim, even in the 30 days before the yontif, because we're concerned that it's going to take away from your preparations for the yontif. So he says, even in the situation, sha'at betok shloshim yom l'chag, ein lasos kein. Even when we said that you're going to be allowed to do certain things, you shouldn't do hamadas hamatseva, you shouldn't put up a gravestone during the 30 days preceding the regal. And he says, of course, you can't do this on Chol HaMoed itself. And he says, the minhag is lahaspidus ameis, kishom the matzeva al kivro, because we say additional eulogies at the time you put up this gravestone, hakamas hamatzeva, and it's also to do the hespedim, and therefore, don't do hakamas hamatzeva. Furthermore, he adds, in terms of lighting a candle in the cheder shameis nimtzah, we have the custom, we light these seven-day candles, nebuch, during the aveilus. He says, Obamakum Sha'ochlum, somewhere in places where they would eat. So he brings down in Simon Tovkov Memches, we'll learn a Mitzvah in the next Simon, Shibachol HaMoed Ein Lasos Kein. You don't do this on Chol HaMoed because it's going to lead to a hespedim. When you see these candles, you're going to be driven to go and make a hesped. And therefore, he says, Yadlik Bamakum Achir Babayis. Don't put it in the room with the maces, or don't put it in the room where you're eating. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Noshim Ma'anos. This is based upon the Mishnayis at the end of Moed Kartan, where it discusses how the women in those days would lead the mourning with various dirges and various clapping and singing. So Noshim Ma'anos, the women are allowed to be Ma'anos. What does that mean? The Mechaber tells us, Dainu Shukulim Onos Gachas. All the women would simultaneously say whatever they were saying or sing whatever they were singing. Avalo Mekononos, but they didn't do Mekononos. What is that? That's responsive. Dainu Sha'achas Midaberes, the Chulin Onos Acharev. The one would speak and the others would answer after her. So these types of things were not done on Chol HaMoed. And likewise, they can't clap their hands. They can't clap one hand on the other. And this is all, again, to prevent excessive mourning on Chol HaMoed, and it shouldn't lead to hespedim. Nikbar mace, once the mace is already buried, then they're not even allowed to do the ma'anos, aflo ma'anos, which we said was them all saying or singing together, so that even is no longer allowed to be done once the burial has already occurred. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Kol Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaMoed, for the 30 days prior to Yontif, before Yontif starts. Also Lahasbid, you're not allowed to make Hespedim, Al HaMeis, Shemei Shlo, Lefnei Shloshim Yom Kodem HaMoed. So again, we have to understand what the Mechaber is telling us. If somebody Nebuch is in the 30-day period before Yontif, you're not allowed to make a Hesped for somebody that died more than 30 days before the Yontif. The Mishnah explains this in Kotin Beis, She'ein ha-meis mishtakach min alev at achar shloshim yom, because the mace is not forgotten for a period of time of at least 30 days. The issue footnote number 3 brings down that this is really machlokes. We have elsewhere that the mace is not mishtakach min alev El Liacha Yud Beis Chodesh. If I remember correctly, this is a machlokes. Shmuel says 30 days, and Rabu says a year, and both are correct. They're not mutually exclusive. They're different levels, as Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down in terms of the mourning process, and that the extreme sadness and bitterness is forgotten somewhat after 30 days. Again, it never goes away. It just gets lessened. And the idea that the Mesa is Mishtacha Min Alei for a 12-month period of time, that has to do with various halachos of the Yud Beis Chodesh, and it has to do with various ideas why it's 12 months, what happens in a leap year, is it 13 months? So a whole big discussion, which is not for our discussion right now. The bottom line is, he reads out from Rabbi Yashiv, Shetzarech Lomar Sheish Kama Dargos V'Shichichas HaMeis. So we see the different levels. There's the first 3 days of the Avelis, then the next 4 days of the Avelis, then you have the Shloshim, then you have the Yud Beis Chodesh, and there are different dinim associated with each of these periods of time. Therefore, if you were to go and have this hesped within the 30 days before the Yontif, for somebody that passed away more than 30 days before the Yontif, V'yasbi dol pochus mishloshim yom lefnei harego, yavai dezeh livkos ulitztar b'regel. It's going to cause you to have a diminution of simcha on the Yontif, because it's going to remind you of the person, and it's going to therefore lead you to have a less than simcha dik Yontif. And the issue foot number 4 reminds us that the mitzvah of simcha on the regel is a mitzvah of deraisa, v'samachta b'chagecha. And he brings down that this aspect of simcha applies to Chol HaMoed as well. Mishnah Berurah continues, "Afilu mamaspit eino notel schar." Even if the person is giving a eulogy for free, rak b'chinam l'shem mitzvah, he's doing it just l'shem mitzvah. He's not getting paid. Gam kein osur. That's still not allowed. The ein nafkemina beinim mamaspit huadum acher o echo ben hanoshim shemutal lova veluso. It doesn't make any difference if he's one of the avelim or he's somebody else. Sifkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Afilu al talmud chacham shemes." This is true even for a talmud chacham that passes away. However, b'shuvas olas shmul matulasus hesped alodim gadol afilu al shemur ruchoka. But for a great talmud chacham, you can do this even if it's more than a 30-day period of time since the person passed away. What we call a shmur ruchoka. And lohi saw shasa kosh mikodem. If there wasn't any opportunity to do so beforehand, and this is also the opinion of Chaim Tzadi benachal Eshkol Ayin Shom. However, he says, look in the Shari Tshuva over here. Where he brings down, you can see it's in Dishu footnote number 9, he brings down from the Shus Yaakov, Shema Maspit Eino Krovo Shalanitna. If he's not a relative, he's just deemed the Hespedim because of Kavanah Torah, then it's permissible. That won't lead to such great mourning, that's just Kavanah Torah. And furthermore, Kavanah Torah, he says, is Docha Kavanah Regel. However, the Shari Tshuva questions this, and he says, and you shouldn't do this unless it's felt to be necessary for that moment in time. He brings down other particular dinim, Ayin Shom, and the rest of Dirshu footnote number 9. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Dalid, the Kodim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Ichoshiv Kurgolim, Linyan Zed Tzarachin. He says, Rav Pirma Godim, what is this din in regards to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Do we apply the same 30-day rule or not? He says, that's not clear. Rishus Yaakov, Mekel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He is Mekel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And he says, Ayin in the Torah's Odom, B'mashe Mevi, B'shem Rav Nisim Gon, Shevachodesh El Mutter. During the month of Elul, you're allowed to. The issue footnote 11 implies that you're allowed to make hespedim during the entire month of Elul, af biyamim shem toch shloshim l'chag sukkos, even those days that are within 30 days of sukkos. And one of the reasons it's brought down is because you're already having a lot of tefillos and bakoshos during this period of time, and it's preferable and good to cry during this period of time. And in fact, some of the piyutim mentioned the loss of great tzaddikim, and therefore, in chashash b'mashem mosif hesped b'osa yomim, there is no concern. However, the Agudas Ezov does bring down shein l'hasped ela b'tchilas achodesh shein l'toch shloshim yomim chag sukkos. He brings down an alternative opinion that you should do it in the first half of Elul and not beyond Tesvav, which would be within 30 days of sukkos. B'chaber continues and says, afilum yesh lo hesped below ze, even if you're going to have a hesped anyway. Why would you have a hesped anyway? You could go and shemes l'meis v'toch shloshim. You have a person who passes away during the 30 days beforehand, so you're making a hesped anyway for that person. Shemuta l'softo, afilu meis every regal. You can have a hesped even if the person dies right before Yontif starts. Nevertheless, just because you're doing one hesped, also l'hasped imo, alameis shemes l'meis shloshim yom, you can't make a hesped for somebody else that you're not allowed to make a hesped for because they passed away more than 30 days before the regal. Mr. Bruce of Kohen Hay tells us, Neshu lo chadosh, because this is new, v'amribis kavu lo belibo, and he's going to be bitter in his heart anyway. V'enu mi tosefes bishvil ha'asped, and you're not adding on anything because you're making a eulogy now. And this is permissible even if the person who's giving the eulogy is getting paid for it. And this is true even for the person who is not a Talmud Chacham. With this, we conclude today's shir.